Charlie the Tramp by Russell Hoban.
Who's Russell Hoban?
He's the guy who wrote this book. Well, well, said Grandfather Beaver one day when he came to visit. Charlie is getting to be a big boy. Yes, he is, said Father. He's coming right along. Grandfather smiled at Charlie and took a quarter out of his vest pocket. What are you going to be when you grow up, Charlie? Asked Grandfather. I'm going to be a tramp, said Charlie. A tramp, said Mother. A tramp, said Father. A tramp, said Grandfather. And he put the quarter back in his vest pocket. Yes, said Charlie, I'm going to be a tramp. I am surprised to hear that, said Father. Your grandfather has been doing beaver work for many years, and I too am a beaver. But you want to be a tramp? That is how it is nowadays, said Grandfather, shaking his head. I don't think Charlie really wants to be a tramp, said Mother. Yes, I do, said Charlie. Tramps don't have to learn how to chop down trees and how to roll logs and how to build dams. Tramps don't have to practice swimming and diving and holding their breath underwater. Nobody looks to see if their teeth are sharp. Nobody looks to see if their fur is oiled. Tramps carry sticks with little bundles tied to them. They sleep in a field when the weather is nice, and when it rains, they sleep in a barn. Tramps just tramp around and have a good time. And when they want something to eat, they do little jobs for anybody that wants jobs done.